One. Ano bro? This is it sa wakas, bro. And you know, we're able to do this. So, parang ilang months natin pag-isipan to?
Oo, oh, bro. Medyo matagal-tagal
din. Matagal-tagal din. Parang 4-5 months.
Mm-hmm.
We envisioned na magawin to. And so happy that we're able to do this right now. And especially from, you know, from in journey, from my journey para from starting sa LG and stuff. And was able to attend Reptile X,
mm-hmm.
Pet Expo. You know, very, very mind-blowing. And I think it's inspiring mostly for me. Starting for those who don't know me, I'm Paul of Ghetto Exotics. And newbie lang ako, guys. As in, yung mga nagme-message sa akin, usually, nagtatanong lang dito sa kanya. Or pag hindi ako sure kung how to answer your questions. And I think that could also be a good, you know, a good way for you guys to learn is to really talk to the breeders na has been in the industry for so long. And ako, ngayon, sisimula lang ako, ayun, I'm connecting with the breeders. Kasi, ano eh, ganun lang na talaga eh. They will just pass down their knowledge to everybody. And, you know, speaking of passing down the knowledge, actually, this is what, you know, we are planning and what we are doing right now. This is for us another way for us to, you know, share the knowledge of not just the leopard gecko hobby. You know, in the future we're also envisioning the whole reptile industry or hobby here in the Philippines. So, without further ado, guys, I just want to introduce to you our first guest for this first episode, Mr. Harold Tan.
Wow! Sobrang formal. What's up, guys? My name is Harold Tan. I'm from Hidden Geckos. Really grateful na binigyan tayo ng opportunity ni Ghetto Geckos for to be able to do this podcast, no? Well, sinasabi mo kanina, bro, pero I'm not an expert either. I just have a few years of experience that I could like maybe share to you guys and hopefully you guys could get something out from it then.
Well, man, for sure. All right, so, you know, for those who, you know, just turned in or hindi tayo kilala usually, can you maybe do a short introduction? Sino si Harold? Sino okay. Si Harold Tan?
So, ano ba si Harold Tan?
Ano ba si Harold?
Well, okay, so my name is Harold Tan. So, as I said earlier, Hidden Gecko. So, this started as a passion project way back in the pandemic, like 2019. So, yung passion ko, bro, from reptiles, matagal na yan nagsimula. Like, mga, siguro sabihin natin, like, grade 1.
Ah, talaga?
Oo, tagal na. Kasi dati, yung uncle ko, meron siyang bearded dragon. Sobrang di pa uso ng mga reptiles noon. If you don't know what a bearded dragon is, it's a kind of lizard na bearded kasi malaki yung parang beard niya, parang ganun. Tapos, dragon kasi tusok-tusok siya. Tapos, let's say around 2 feet siya, ganun. Tapos, nung time na pinakita niya sa akin, parang grabe bro, na-hook talaga ako. Di ko ma-imagine na, kasi sobrang tagal ko na gusto.
Uh-huh.
As in, sobrang gusto ko talaga bro. Pero di ko talaga afford since bata pa lang ako. Uh-huh. And I think the going rate was like, for a normal, uh-huh, it was like 7,000 na. Like, compared to ngayon, malayo na. 7,000, tapos parang pahirapan pa sa papel, di ba? Ganun.
When was this?
That's definitely 2004, 2005. Uh-huh. Oh, meron na pero hindi pa siya super out. Tapos yung fast forward back to 2019, dapat sabi ko ito na Gina kasi kailangan ko ng stress from school eh. Kailangan ko tanggal ng stress. Di ba sapat eh? Kailangan ko magtanggal ng stress from school. Tapos yun, na-hook ako sa mga Pac-Man frogs. Tapos nag-switch ako yung nakuha kong money from doing side hustles. Dapat bibili na ng bearded dragon. Pero sabi sa akin na parang, oh, if magbe-bearded dragon ka, litong-lito ako eh, UVB heat. Di ko gets talaga, sobrang gulo. Tapos syempre, di ko pa alam kung anong reaction ng parents ko, di ba? Oh, syempre sabi nila, gastos kuryente. Syempre nakikitira lang, gastos yung tubig, ganyan-ganyan. So nag-decide ako na parang mukhang okay nga yung leopard gecko kasi saktong may tumawag sa akin, sabi na, kung gusto mo like ng entry level na reptile, but hindi yung leopard gecko, di ba bro? Kasi technically they don't need an external heat source unless na lagay mo sila sa aircon room. Di rin nila kailangan ng UVB lighting masyado kasi nakuha naman nila sa diet nila yun. So parang sabi ko, sige G, like patusin natin. And it's always, guys, yung first leopard gecko mo, yun talaga yung parang di mo talaga, parang amazing moment siya. Like, nakita ko yung amazement sa mga tao na parang first time nila sa mga expo pag nakita nila yung mga leopard gecko, parang gulat na gulat sila kasi di mo alam kung laruan lang ba, ganun. Like, magat ba yun? Tapos nakatingin lang siya sa akin. And parang sabi ko, shit, this is it, man. This is it.
Anong morph noon, nung first ever?
Ayun, yung first ever ko was a Tremper albino. Oo, nakuha ko siya for like, I think, 3,000 with papers that time.
Well, when was this? Just
2019.
Oo.
Super. May mga nag-gecko na that time. Pero hindi siya as popular as ngayon. Tapos nagkaroon pa ng pandemic na nawala mga expo. So, parang medyo nag-decline. Medyo yung popularity ng reptiles, parang in a way, hindi siya gaano ka sikat. Pero at the same time, nung na-board mga tao sa pandemic, dun din nagkaroon ng surge. So, that's how I actually got into leopard geckos. Hidden naman, kasi yung geckos ko talaga, tago talaga siya before. Like, di siya as exposed as ngayon. Like, nasa kwarto lang siya, tapos nakatago sa isang mega box. And, ayaw ko kasi palaman sa parents ko noon kasi di ko alam, yes, di ko alam anong reaction nila. And, sobrang grateful ko naman that they're very supportive of me right now. Kaya, andito tayo ngayon. Pero, that time talaga, like, parang, syempre, isipin nila na gastos, it's something that's new and unusual. Like, parang, alam mo yun, like, hindi siya fully understood na animal. So, by the time na dumami sila, kasi sabi ko parang, sige, try natin mag-breed, tapos dumami, hindi ko na matatago yun, nang ganun-ganun lang. Kaya, nung dumami siya, at saka na nangyari yung ganun.
So, paano, what was their, ano yung reaction nila ng parents mo when they you're breeding, you know, and keeping all these hidden geckos?
Well, actually kasi, nung time na yun, parang, nung nakita na nila, medyo gulat sila eh. Like, for example, mom ko, hindi naman siya sobrang animal lover. Paano pa kaya ang butiki, di ba?
Exactly.
Kung cats and dogs, medyo ilang na, paano pang butiki, di ba? Tapos yung dad ko naman, animal lover din talaga siya.
Mm-hmm.
Pero, alam mo yun, parang medyo iba na rin priorities niya na nagkaroon din ng family. So, medyo na-stray away din siya from mga hobby niya, ganun. So, parang, I consider myself very fortunate na I was parang given the opportunity by them na ma-support na ma-build yung hidden geckos din. Oo. Kaya itong room na to, technically hindi talaga to like gecko room pero naging gecko room na. In-harbor ko na, guys.
In-harbor. Alright. So, I think one question that comes to my mind when I was listening, you know, in my journey with the reptile is when you first got your first leopard gecko, were you very particular with the morph, with the age, with the line? Because, you know, I mean, kunyari ako as a beginner, I wanna actually yung leopard gecko ko naman, it came from my brother naman. I actually Stephen, yeah. It's a reigning red stripe, the reigning one.
Yes.
Yeah. So actually, ano pa, parang kumbaga, somehow it was a surprise. Eh.
Oh,
so I wasn't really super prepared and how to learn and you know, everything and stuff. So, ikaw ba, before you got one ba, did you research thoroughly or parang any opportunity to grab that and then learn, you know? Habang binubuhay siya, learn, you know, on the way. Garang.
What can I just say, bro, na yung first gecko mo, ibang level, reigning red stripe agad. Kasi it's a type of rainwater, no? Rainwater is a kind of albino na higher end siya compare sa nakuha ko naman na common as common, sobrang common talaga.
Yeah, pero, you know, mataas nga. Ang hirap din maka...
yun din.
Yun yung downside niya, guys. Pero, yeah. Anyway, going back. Ni-research mo ba siya or parang opportunity, you know, came and just grabbed it na lang?
Well, syempre that time, parang, ano eh, considering na, kasi I'm studying medicine, so I just graduated. And during that time talaga, parang I was in my first year of medicine that time. So, tinatry ko like mag-aral, tapos yung break ko, sinasearch ko sa YouTube. So, I do like a Pomodoro method na 30 minutes, tapos may 8-minute break, ganyan. So, yung 8-minute na yun, nasa Gekko videos. Yun na yung break ko. Tapos, parang while watching, so parang in a way na nakaka-learn ako. Mm-hmm. Kasi there weren't a lot of Gekko breeders, especially back then. Mm-hmm. I think, sino ba yung pinanood ko? I was watching a local Filipino. Tapos parang sobrang sobrang basic talaga nung care niya. Kaya parang napaisip ako na parang, oh, ba't hindi na lang ito? Kasi nakita ko pa nga na yung hide ng Gekko niya is cup noodles, yung nisi na hinati lang. I think it's Exotic Pets Commonwealth. Si Aaron. I know it's Aaron eh. Oh, si Aaron.
I think I watched one of his videos.
Parang he was one of the very few Gekko breeders in the or like Gekko YouTubers in the Philippines. Mm-hmm. So parang that time we have like several international kasi these guys came beforehand pa. Mm. Pero syempre you always want to be able to tailor it to a specific region that where you are at kasi the care sa US hindi siya same dito. Of kumbaga kung mainit na yung place mo tapos turo sa ng US maglagay ng heat mat, tostado yan. Tostado talaga yan. So I was very grateful to him na parang he was able to like parang create local content that pertained to yung parang leopard geckos in the Philippines, ganun, like paano ba yung basic care. And from there, I think I picked up like the basics. Yung sa tanong mo kanina, bro, sabi mo na parang paano ba siya, like, is it like a parang you had to research everything, then have your own one? Agree ako dyan, bro, na okay talaga yung mag-research ka sa una. Like, that's a must-have. Like, for me, kung di mo kaya mag-research, siguro, huwag ka na mag-alaga ng Gekko kasi kawawa eh, di ba?
Actually.
Hindi naman mahirap. You're just gonna type Gekko, leopard Gekko in Google.
Yeah,
ayun na eh, di ba? Parang it's as simple as that.
Yeah.
Pero, kaya parang ang hirap din for me to be able to talk to people na walang initiative ba, kumbaga. Mm. Kasi, dapat it should come from you din na parang na-appreciate ko yung mga tao na nagme-message sila sa akin na nagsisimula sila na oh, nabasa ko sa dito na ganyan-ganyan.
Mm.
Pwede kaya ganito. Kaysa sa mga, paano tong gawin ganyan? Like, parang, hindi mo man lang chinek yung ano.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, I mean, at the very least, diba? Like, that's why we created our TikTok, our Facebook.
Exactly.
Kasi, I know that not everyone has the capacity to be able to search sa Google din naman. Pero at the very least, I think that pwede mo naman tingnan sa TikTok kasi I tried to make it as simple as possible. Kita mo nga, di ba? Tinagalog na natin.
Yeah, actually.
So,
I watched one of I think random scrolling on TikTok and I was able to watch isang episode or some video from you. It was the Snow Jumbo Blanco.
Oh, yeah.
So, I was like, oh my God, that's so beautiful. So
maganda talaga.
And until now, sobrang dami ko. Hindi, sobrang dami. Pero, I have geckos now, pero wala pa rin sa Jablo. So, for some reason, hindi ko alam kung bakit. Pero hinap din mukha ng SSDB as of the moment.
Well, sa'yo kasi panay high-end ka na kasi, bro. Yeah. Kinalun mo na agad yun eh. Automatic raining red stripe.
Pero, sarara na kapatid ko. Hindi. Anyway, get off the train of thought. Pero, speaking of, researching and being magkaroon ng initiative when you're starting.
Mm, yes.
Of course, hindi mawawala sa usapan is budget eh.
Oh, yeah.
Kasi, at the end of the day, bibilin pa rin natin to guys and you have to keep them and take care of them.
Yes.
And hindi sila like dogs eh. Or not even, their lifespan is longer than dogs.
Exactly, actually, exactly. Diba?
They go 15 to 20 years.
Yeah, with proper care.
Proper care and stuff. So, if ever may beginner na nanonood and they want to start, taking care of one, what do you think is the ideal budget? And can you explain to us why? Bakit ganun yung ideal budget?
Okay, so, idikit ko lang to kanina sa sinabi ko
yes,
kanina,
go ahead,
bro. Kasi parang, yun din, like, syempre, I started out as a beginner din. And parang, throughout the time, nagkakamali din ako.
Mm-hmm.
So, though may research, it will never be the same as when you're starting to take care of one.
Tama.
It's good that you have research, but it's different from the experience that you have. So, ang nangyari sa akin, syempre, I made a lot of mistakes on the way, super basic yung care ko na there are things na misinterpret ko with regards to care, and there were things that I was able to improve on din.
O alam ba yung, ano, specify mo, if, you know, just for, para may mga, baka may makarelate.
Ah, yeah. Well, nila. Oh, like, you know, a lot of people, they don't know na di mo dapat itapat, ilagay yung gecko area mo sa may bintana kasi natutustado yan.
Mm.
I lost the gecko kasi linagay ko sa malapit sa bintana. Tapat ng araw, tustado, patay.
Nag-bask.
Oh, oh. Nag-bask. Para, parang, alam mo yung these things, parang, kailangan mo siyang, hindi naman, hindi sa kailangan mo ma-experience, pero these are things that you could learn from talking to different people, exactly. Like learning through other people's mistakes, di ba? So, if we're talking about the budget, okay, gecko, gecko tayo, di ba? Mm-hmm. So, sa leopard gecko, I'd say the cheapest, it would vary kasi from breeders, every breeder, yeah. Di ba? The lineages that would be involved, pero a normal would be actually, let's say, 2,800.
Mm-hmm.
So, these are all with legal documents na. 2,800, then there's legal documents. And then, apart from that, syempre, depende pa kung saan yung region mo. This is the local transport permit. Mm. So, may additional fee pag may local transport permit. Pero, ang masabi kong base price, it's 2,800 for a normal with legal documents. And then, syempre, as the morph or the kind of gecko goes up, kasi morph depends on the genetics involved, diba?
Mm.
So, as the morph gets higher and higher, syempre, the price will get higher also. Kasi mas rare, mas less affordable. For hardcore breeders talaga siya. And
our,
syempre,
our collectors.
Oo, exactly. And there are several lizards. Let's say, I think, for now, yung pinakamahal is, let's say, the Black Knight, di ba?
Mm-hmm.
Black Knight could easily cost 50,000 depending on the quality and could go over. Diba? So that's a pure Black Knight. That's really black, really beautiful.
Mm.
And sometimes then kasi like they get cheaper then throughout time kasi depende rin kung it's becoming more common.
Yeah.
The availability kasi leopard geckos before they were really pricey. Then for example, the
can you give us like a you know,
okay,
a ballpark price from before?
I'd say like before. This is something that I've heard kasi hindi ko na siya naabutan, but I have friends from the older generation. Mm-hmm. I'm a 2019 guy, so some would say na medyo matagal-tagal na rin. Pero I have friends who got into it like 2012.
Wow.
Diba? So back then, 2012, 2014, if I'm not mistaken, don't quote me on this, but the Raptor that cost like around 3,500 to 4,000 today used to cost 20,000 back then.
Wow.
Diba? That's basically a Raptor kasi is a albino with a fully colored red eye gecko. So, ano siya, dilaw na pastel, tapos yung mata niya, pure red. Para siyang ruby red. Yeah. And right now, it costs like 3.5. Tapos ngayon, dati, way back, 20,000.
Parang yung ano, sa isang video natin, when I interviewed you in the RepLX event, yung blood you mentioned.
Yeah, oo.
40 plus before.
Oo, mahal siya dati. And then it became 20. And then it became like, I think right now, like, a fair price would be 14 to 15, depending on the quality. Then,
action.
Oo, parang it varies talaga eh, depending on the gecko itself, the quality involved. Pero, basically, the gecko's value, just like every other commodity, it could go higher or lower depending on the demand and supply. Pero, usually, there's a ballpark range naman on which is the standard, like, kanina, blood, 4-5. Ah, sorry. Mura naman nun. Pamigay.
San yun, bro? Nung makabili tayo.
The hoard. Blood's like 15K. That's a pretty good number pa rin. Tapos it stayed at 15K for a long time na rin. Tapos, temporal binos, syempre it got cheaper na nasa mga 3-3, ganun. Oh. Tapos, ayun. Iba-iba talaga.
So, going back, like, sa tingin mo, how much, like, for example, I really want to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Kunyari, ano yung ideal budget na gusto, you would suggest for a beginner to start
okay,
with?
Okay, gets. Okay, I have to calculate this, but I made a video now on this, eh. Pero, like, i-breakdown ko na lang
yung
components.
Please, yes.
For me, if you could afford it, like the best talaga is would be to be able to get like a parang glass enclosure setup. Good dimensions, let's say like around 18 inches by 10 by 10. The bigger the better. Like 20 gallons would do really well. You could use an aquarium. Parang that would put you at around, kasi aquarium mas mura siya than the sliding glass enclosure, di ba? Sliding glass enclosure kasi, masabi ko, quoting from the price of Exoblock.
Exoblock. Solid.
It's 1,500 for the 18 by 10 by 10 inches.
And is that good for like from hatchling or from sub-adult to?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Juvie to adult.
Pwede na siya, but if you could go bigger, then it would be better, di ba? You could give it like different enrichments, but the basic, let's say, 1,500. If you are really tight on the budget, I'd say na you could also get like a mega box. I'd say a mega box that's around 35 liters. Yun, parang okay na siya. Oh, I think that's around 400 pesos. So, 400 pesos, guys, like, for a pretty decent housing, no?
Yeah.
Kasi depende rin yan sa kung anong sa loob. Okay naman siya. Kasi you're able to give the gecko a good amount of floor space then. And then, from there, let's say, substrate. You could either go bioactive or you could either go with the simple na barang easy to clean. Like, for example, ako, as a breeder, I have a preference for paper. I like to use bond paper, scratch paper, depending on what I have. Pero I usually use bond paper. Other people, they could use tissue paper. I also had an experience with tissue paper. Kaso lang, ang bilis niyang mausog ba, kumbaga. So they also like to dig sometimes for enrichment. Pero if you are looking to level up and make it a display enclosure, no? You could use a parang combination of sand, soil, and cocoa peat. Kasi this will give it enough texture for the gecko to burrow, to dig, to... it's a more natural feel, kumbaga. And at the same time, if you have a soil-based substrate, pwede ka rin magtanim ng plants mo kung gusto mo dun. So overall, syempre, iba yung the way that it allows your gecko to... the way it allows your gecko to stimulate its brain would be different from paper and it would be different from a soil-based substrate. Kasi their brains would work better, syempre, in a soil-based substrate rather than paper kasi it's more natural to them. They could dig in it. And, okay, so soil, I'm not sure how to do this, pero it's advisable that you could get a parang, ano na siya, kumbaga, you could purchase it from your Zoomed. Like, for example, like a branded na reptile company like Zoomed here in the Philippines.
Zoomed.
No, baka naman, Zoomed. They have their like soil-based substrate that alam mong safe na talaga para sa kanila. Hindi ka na mamoblema kung madumi o hindi kasi it's tailored for reptiles na rin.
Exactly.
Pero if you get from a garden shop din, pwede rin. I think it's called topsoil. But you have to be able to disinfect them thoroughly kasi you don't want that may parasites siya or may bacteria na mapunta pa sa gecko mo. Problema yan, di ba? Lalo na pag ma-ingest nila, malaking problema yan. Sayang naman. So, mura lang naman yung soil sa totoo lang. I think, kilo nga, 80 pesos ata yung last na nabili ko. Pero, syempre, the Zoomed products would be higher kasi it's sterilized na rin. Tapos, meron din tayo nung cocoa peat. Cocoa peat is basically cocoa fiber. Diba? Coconut husk, deconstructed, dried, it becomes cocoa fiber. So people use this for their orchids. People use this as a humidity. It holds humidity well.
Yep.
So parang ang ginagawa nila doon, hinahalo nila with the soil, and you could also add a few amount of sand. So also actually these products, lahat to, these three na sinasabi ko, Zoomed has them: the sand, the soil, and the peat. So if you're just like parang if you want convenience and safety, you could opt to get it from them. Pero if you want to get it from a garden shop, go ahead. Pero you just have to make sure that it's really clean.
Yeah.
Make sure na talagang clean na hindi mapapahamak yung gecko mo, di ba?
Exactly.
And apart from that pa, is yung, let's say yung, syempre ito, the proportions, haluin mo siya, di ba? And from there, you could also, ako recommend ko na to be able to add decorations to your gecko, considering na, we're talking about if isa lang yung gecko mo. Kasi parang syempre ibang usapan na pag marami. Like, as much as I want to be able to improve my setup, like, it's a work in progress pa rin. Like, I'm not a perfect keeper.
Yeah.
Like, just to put that out there, there are a lot of things that I need to improve on then on myself. Pero, that's the gist, no? To always strive for improvement then. Basta make sure mo na talaga ginagawa mo, hindi yung salita lang, di ba? So, that would be ideal. Pero if you're doing it like as a pet na isa lang, why not? Why not give it the best? Kasi, it's definitely gonna cost you,
yeah.
Like, siguro, lahat na, below 3K.
Mm.
Food, depende yan sa kung ilang gecko mo. Let's talk about one gecko.
Mm-hmm.
So, usually, generally, the price of one superworm in the Philippines would be 0.5 cents.
0.5, yeah.
So, half a peso. And usually, I'd say, for example, if your gecko is already a sub-adult to adult, so parang yung fee, yung parang quantity na kinakain niya mas bumabawas throughout time. Usually, in a week, I'd say they eat 5 worms a week. So, mm-hmm. that's like, paano ba ito mag-mat? Baka sabihin natin 6. Para, that's like, ano, 3 pesos, di ba? Oh, pwede na, pwede na. Pero, ayun, 3 pesos for the whole week and for 1 month, let's say, 12 pesos. Mm-hmm. Very cheap, di ba? Pero if you want to also opt for other feeders, that would be nice as well. Kasi a varied diet is the best diet. You're able to provide your geckos with a different nutrition. So you could also opt for Dubia roaches. I think the rate right now is 450 pieces, 500 pesos, something like that. Don't quote me on that, pero this is how much na, parang medyo wholesale din na, ano. Tapos meron din yung mealworms na 350 pesos, 1K pieces. So this is another bulk price. Pero syempre, if you have only a few, you could always have the option to be able to get them piece by piece din.
Okay, yeah.
Diba? So rather than bumili ka ng marami, tapos di mo mapakain, tapos mamatay lang, masakit sa bulsa, diba?
Exactly. And minsan kasi, ano yung, pag sobrang dami nila, they eat each other for some reason.
Yun nga eh. Pag hindi mo talaga na-maintain ng maayos, talagang masakit sa bulsa yan.
Medyo smelly din sila, so that's something you have to keep on giving.
Exactly. Tapos, ano pa ba? Supplements.
Exactly. Yun.
So, 3 types of supplements that you could use. You have the Reptivite. I think it's Reptivite yung pronunciation. That would be your multivitamins for your leopard gecko.
Uh-huh.
They have options on that. You could either get the with D3 or without D3. And then, calcium powder, there's also 2 options. Calcium with D3 and calcium without D3.
So, ano dapat?
Okay, ganito yun. The right way to be able to do it is na you're able to provide both for your gecko. So, ang ginagawa ng mga tao na ideal is every time na bago ka mag-feed ng gecko mo, yung worm, i-coat mo siya with the calcium powder, mm-hmm. with D3. So, yung color niya by Zoomed is the one in color green.
Mm-hmm.
Kaya parang usually I go with green, blue kasi mas madali tandaan. So, if you have, for example, worms, right? And then parang meron kang calcium with D3, you're just gonna put a little in the container, shake it up, tapos feed. And then on the side, if your gecko feels na kailangan pa niya ng calcium, you have to be able to provide the calcium without D3. Kasi too much of the D3 is not optimal for your gecko.
What would happen if they have too much?
It could also lead to a toxicity. Although it is not as common, pero we want to be able to avoid the chances na mangyari yun, di ba? So, parang it wouldn't hurt to have both in your parang ano. Kasi, for example, like a very small container, like I think it's 8 ounce ata yung ganyan. Ganyan lang. It could easily last you a year already.
Yeah.
So, hindi siya like masakit sa bulsa and it's not expensive also. It's like 300 for the whole year and even more.
Hmm.
And then parang, yun din, yung Reptivite mo, depende siya. If your calcium already has D3, like ganina pinapakain ng D3, bigay mo na lang yung without D3.
Hmm.
Kumbaga, babalik rin mo siya eh. Kung meron isang may D3, yung isa mo dapat walang D3. Ang spare calcium ng gecko mo is without D3. Pero ang binubudbud mo sa uod is dapat with D3.
ExoFeast is an exotic farm run by Rembrandt Olegario. He is an environmentalist and an exotic pet keeper himself. Once deeply rooted in traditional composting, his passion is now evolved into cultivating black soldier fly larvae and other exotic feeders, including rodents and insects. ExoFeast's primary purpose is to provide high-quality feeders for our beloved exotic pets. So don't forget to check them out on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube. Thank you so much, ExoFeast, for supporting this podcast.
Tapos yung with D3 mo, parang kumbaga for coating lang talaga. Oo. And then that's basically the 3 supplements. And if I'm not mistaken, no, the Reptivite, ganito lang siya kaliit. You only put a small amount, dusting lang din. lagay mo siya with your calcium. So it only costs, I think, don't quote me again on this. Hindi ko kabisado eh, pero I think it's around 300 pesos. So 300 lasts you over a year easily. So that's 900 sabihin natin. So 900 plus, let's say, an enclosure, that's 1.5. That puts us at 2.4.
2.4, yeah.
Feeders around, let's say, 50 pesos a month. 2.4, 50.
Less, yeah.
Oh, and then substrate, kung kukuha ng maganda. So 2.4, 50, sabihin natin na 300 isa, 300 to 400 isa. That's like, ilan ba?
Sa 3-something.
Oh, parang ganun. Oh. Pero, ang ano kasi, kumbaga, it's a very versatile thing kasi you could like easily be able to provide magandang mga, you could easily provide good enrichment and good supplies as long as you are resourceful enough to be able to find them on your own and be able to disinfect them on your own. Syempre if you get all branded mas mahal. Pero kung if you're gonna get na all na parang non-branded, syempre, like, ang laki ng titipirin mo dun din. Or, you could also opt to get the Repashi. Repashi is a mix na ng calcium, vitamin with D3, vitamin D3, and also it's a multivitamin na rin. So, it's like a 3-in-1 thing na rin.
So, I remember when I was starting, nakita ko yung isang post ni John Ortega of Sigma Exotics.
The shout-out.
Shout-out to you, bro. Because I saw it, and you know, it was a bit of a long post.
Yeah,
he was talking about people who want to start in the hobby, pero their budget is just 1.5.
Oh,
I mean, no way to, you know, if you really guys want to keep one, you guys have to also, you know, consider na at the end of the day, buhay pa rin siya. So,
tama ka dyan,
you can just buy something and not take care of it, diba? And taking care of a leopard gecko, I know sinasabi nila entry level sa reptile.
Oh, entry level reptile.
Very easy, very you know, versatile siya in, when it comes, especially sa environment natin. It doesn't mean we have to be cheap with it, you know?
Oh.
Kasi kung isipin mo 1.5 yung budget nyo, sa enclosure.
Oh.
Enclosure pa lang yun.
GG ka na sa enclosure pa lang.
Enclosure pa lang yun. Wala pang vitamins, wala pang feeders. Wala pang gecko itself.
Oh.
So, it's good to know that, I know, we're very thankful to Harold na binlaked on yung sa atin yun.
Oo, na at least napag-usapan nating exactly dalawa yung magkano ba kailangan mo. Kasi, syempre, naiintindihan natin eh, as breeders na hindi talaga lahat nakaintindi.
Yes, exactly.
Mahirap magalit, mahirap sumama yung loob sa ganitong bagay. Paminsan nakakainis, di ba? Pero, that's why we're doing this.
Exactly.
To be able to help the people understand na kaya tayo kumago ng platform. Kaya, yun nga, yun actually yung goal ko. Hindi ko naman expect na yung TikTok natin na mag-boom din yun. Like when I was starting out, parang I just wanted to journal it. Kumbaga, my journey, parang gusto ko lang na may diary ako, kumbaga, ng anong ginagawa ko. And along the way, it made me realize, no, that I wanted to be able to provide a cost-effective, I wouldn't say cheaper, I wouldn't say na tinipid, I would say na cost-effective. It is technically cheaper, but it gets the job done.
Done, yeah.
Diba? So parang, gets ko kasi na sa Philippines tayo, not everyone can easily afford all these branded. And I, sino ba ako para magsabi na dahil wala ka masyadong resources, huwag ka na mag-alaga. Like, ba't ko i-deprive sa'yo yun?
Yes.
Pero kahit naman, at least, like parang at least itong bare minimum, kaya tayo nagbibigay, diba? As a podcast na nagbibigay tayo ng alternatives na mas mura, para lahat tayo makaranas din, exactly, diba? Lahat tayo na makaalaga ng leopard gecko na hindi na ko-compromise yung health ng gecko.
Exactly.
Diba?
Kasi, when you guys think about it as well, minsan nga, mas mahal pa yung dog food ng mga aso, diba? Dog food ng mga aso, mga food, pellets ng aso. So,
yun nga, eh.
So, just think about it, guys. You know, I know you guys also want, you know, to experience taking care of them, and it's a very different experience taking care of them, and you know, it doesn't, of course, medyo ano naman natin, we you know, dagdagan natin yung care of them, and at least I think minimum budget will be around, I think, clear para sa akin, safe na around 4
yeah
or 5 around that para ano na yun, with papers.
Yeah.
Ready ka na for the whole year technically
kasi oh,
yung ano na yung isang bottle na
multivitamin talaga.
Tagal talaga.
Oh.
Sobrang tagal talaga kasi especially if you're gonna be taking ano yun, taking care of one gecko, ang tagal na nun. So, baka mag-expire na yun, yung wala
ubos. Oh, exactly, exactly. Laging nangyayari, laging nangyayari. Exactly.
Especially if you gut load din, di ba?
Oh.
If you gut load your feeders.
Oh,
di ba, you don't really, I mean, you still have to, but, you know.
Malaking tulong.
Malaking tulong siya for your geckos.
So, kumbaga, bro, pinaghandaan.
Exactly.
Yan yung term, pinaghandaan, pinag-ipunan. Kaya nga, like, paminsan, bro, may nagme-message sa akin na parang, kuya, mayroon ba kayong budget gecko? Parang ang hirap sagutin. No, exactly. Pero naintindihan ko na parang budget kasi syempre, 'di ba? Like hindi naman lahat na parang willing din gumastos ng malaki. Pero na-appreciate ko ng marami yung mga nag-e-effort na mag-research din talaga yes. para makapaghanda. Kasi parang kumbaga like they put in the effort to get to know how much it costs to be able to properly take care of one rather than buying it and starting to like take care of one without any knowledge and everything, di ba?
Actually, we are so ano nga, kumbaga swerte na tayo that yung the, where we live right now, kasi ang dami ng gastos na minus eh.
Oh. So,
I mean, compared to sa mga manlilimig na countries, they have to buy heat lamp, yung heat mat, and yung parang I tried to research about it actually before I started, and ang hirap makahanap ng heat mat dito. Kung meron man,
yeah, no?
Yung branded pero medyo makati siya sa bulsa.
Mm.
So,
mahal.
Oh, mahal talaga kaya you know, yung imbes na gastos natin sa for the ano, heat and stuff, lights. Wala na 'yun dahil yung
nasa tropical country tayo.
Tropical country, exactly. Room temperature is very okay na talaga dito. Unless you live in Baguio.
Oh, yun lang, Baguio, Tagaytay, pag-isipan mo na.
Medyo
dagdag talaga.
Dagdag talaga noon. Yeah, so 5,000, that's I think that's the safest budget to start, no? And speaking of starting, what would be your like top 3? Top 3 ano ba? Pero siguro ano yung top 3 na tip mo for you know, a beginner when they would purchase a gecko?
Okay.
Or not so, even top 3, but yung mga siguro tips
mo lang, generally tips.
General na. Tips lang.
For me kasi the most important is to be able to, aside from doing your research, separate research, matik na yan, dapat ginagawa mo.
Yes.
Pero for me, aside from the research, kailangan makakuha ka sa parang kumbaga maayos na mag-guide sa'yo. Hindi siya yung parang kukuha ka sa tao na hindi mo pinagkatiwalaan.
Mm-hmm.
Kasi, depend.
May...
Alright, grabe, may tamaan ba?
Tama ako, bro.
Pero, ganun talaga eh. Like, syempre, I cannot speak for everyone, pero every breeder is different. There are a lot of good breeders, and there are a lot of so-so. So, parang, depende lang yun eh. So, dapat, kung bibili ka ng gecko, malaking factor na bilhin mo siya sa pinagkakatiwalaan mo.
Exactly.
Yung siguradong aalagaan ka niya hanggat sa dulo. Like, for me, I can only talk about myself. Mahirap kasi magsalita about iba, pero, for example, pag bumili ka sa akin, as much as possible, syempre may, this is just like a passion project. Mm-hmm. Hindi ko siya main job. So, I try to reply as fast as I can. Pero sure kang, till the end, gagabayan kita. Basta magtanong ka lang. Kung may problema sa gecko, pag nakuha mo, papalitan ko yan. Kasi...
Legit yan, guys. Tested. I think even before I bought the gecko from you, dahil ko nang tanong, di ba? But you were still answering. I try. He was still answering.
Kasi, baka isipin nyo, masungit ako sa mga hindi ko na-reply na. I just have a lot of load to do, pero... Siyempre, if you purchase from me, it would put you on my priority.
Exactly.
Kasi mahiya ako sa inyo and it's my obligation to you as a breeder.
Yep.
Most importantly, my intentions towards the animal that you're getting, dapat na parang gusto ko na naalagaan nyo ng maayos, na minamahal nyo talaga sila. That's the purpose of a breeder. You want your animal to be able to go to a home that loves it, diba? So parang aside from that, siyempre, that comes with the proper genetics. Oy. Yan. Sakit ba? Proper genetics, tama yung parents, tama yung date of birth, tama yung, kumbaga, yung breeding. Kasi, how a person, how a breeder cares for his gecko would be, parang, kumbaga, yan yung knowledge na ipapasa sa'yo. At the same time, parang, yung animal na yun, yan yung kinalakihan niya.
Yeah. Pause. So, speaking of, you know, genetics and, you know, parents' info and stuff, how would you say, for example, ikaw, you will buy from someone?
Okay.
Kunyari, simple, ay, sinisabi niya yun, ano? So, paano ko siya itatanong kung, kunyari, maghahanap na ako ng gecko or I'm gonna be talking to a breeder or mag-inquire ako, ano yung, like, set of questions that I can ask?
Parang proper way ba na?
Proper way to ask it.
Okay. Okay, so guys, maraming gecko breeders mababait. Sometimes, they're just busy also. Yeah. So, paminsan, hindi maiwasan na hindi ka nila ma-replyan. Hindi dahil sa masungit sila. Pero di ko masasabi sa lahat. Pero, syempre, may mga iba na willing din. Mas willing sila mag-help than the others. So, parang, it's nice that we're in a very compassionate hobby.
Yeah.
So, parang, all you have to do is basically be respectful. Mm-hmm. Hindi naman mahirap maging magalang, lalo na nagtatanong ka, di ba? Parang, mga iba kasi, the way they ask, no? Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not saying everyone, but there's a handful of people who are pretty rude with regards to the way they ask. And it could be misinterpreted kahit they're not trying to be rude.
Yeah.
So, you could ask na, what morph, yun? You could ask, what morph is this gecko? If hindi pa naka-indicate, syempre, matuto din tayo magbasa, di ba?
Exactly.
So, usually, kung hindi naman naka-indicate, pwede mo tanungin kung ano bang genetics nito, kung ano bang magulang, kailan siya pinanganak, kung di ka sigurado, di ba? Usually, may card yan. Tapos, parang may set ng details na kailangan mong malaman din kung curious ka. Pero, aside from that, syempre, a lot of things play into factor pag lalan sa ganun. Pwedeng, kaya syempre, from there, these are things that you need to think about at the very least. Mm. First would be the labeling. It's hard to discuss labeling, especially if you're a newbie. It's very confusing.
It's very confusing.
Oh, I suggest that you do your research on this one. Pero there are some na common talaga. Mm. Na parang, would you label a Max Snow or a black and white gecko as a tangerine? Diba? Parang, yun, pag-isipan mo na. Isipin mo na, like, Hindi naman tong gecko na to orange or at the very least yellow, pero bakit to naging tangerine, di ba? Mga basic na ganun. So these things makuha mo kasi siya through your own research, and that's why we made videos about it, like we do morph reviews. And apart from that, syempre yung parents, di ba? It would be nice to know the parents kasi syempre yung mga lahi naman ng magulang, yun yung nagka-come into play na bumubuo sa gecko na binibili mo. So, kung maganda yung magulang ng gecko mo, malaking chance din maganda yung gecko mo.
Exactly.
And mas maganda rin yung presyo.
Yep.
Diba?
Yeah.
So, last naman is yung date of birth. From the date of birth, makikita mo yung kung angkop ba or like if the size is right for your gecko. Syempre, you cannot expect a 1-year-old gecko or 2-year-old gecko tapos yung weight niya is simply 30 grams to 40 grams. So, ibig sabihin, bansot, di ba? Hindi lumalaki. Stunted.
Mm-hmm.
So, these are things na, syempre, kailangan mo rin isipin. Kasi there's technically a proper guide on, like, the weight-to-age ratio nila. Kung
para ilang, sa tao lang.
Like, syempre, kung tao, may chart yan, mga Z-chart and stuff to know kung, wah, medical na. Too far. Pero, syempre, kung kunyari,
idea,
like,
yeah.
Oh, like, may idea ka na parang, kung isipin mo, itong bata na to, 12-year-old, pero ganito lang siya kalaki. Parang, hindi naman tama yun, di ba? And meron din iba na, 12-year-old pa lang, so ganyan na kalaki. Parang mapapaisip ko eh, like, these are at the very least mga kailangan mong bantayan. Siyempre, okay, so, we got the details out, okay? So, siyempre, next is, kung ako, tinitingnan ko yung keeper mismo as a person.
Pumunta ka sa bahay nila, tapos
interviewin ko, tingnan ako eh. Pero, kidding aside, may kita mo yan eh. Like, may kita mo. Like, kunyari, sasendan ka nila ng picture ng enclosure nila. Or, di ba?
Yep, yep.
May kita mo dun eh. Like,
very important.
Yung enclosure nila, paano ba sila sa tao? Madumi ba? Panaytae? Yeah. Hindi naglilinis? It tells a lot about the breeder.
Exactly.
May kita mo rin na, ano ba, like yung parang kompleto ba yung gamit ng gecko mo? Tapos, kung nagbibigay ba siya ng appropriate supplements? Yung importante, guys, na laging na overlook or na underlook pala, ng mga tao is yung poop ng gecko. Kasi yung tahi ng gecko, it tells a lot about the health of your leopard gecko. A good shit baka ma-demonetize would be like parang kasi yung kumbaga yung ina-expel ng gecko usually yung ihi nila is puti, solid siya, solid yung o kumbaga matigas yung ihi nila tsaka yung tahi nila, brown and white, sometimes borderline black, diba? So kung maganda yung hugis at lahat ni sabog, it shows that your gecko is good. Pero kung watak-watak, sabog-sabog, maliit, konti, tuyo masyado, syempre depende na yung tuyo, di ba? Kung matagal na gano'n, it would tell a lot about the health of your gecko. And apart from that, yung katawan, mukha bang may bali yung gecko mo? Kung diretso ba maglakad? Kung yung buntot masyadong payat o masyadong mataba? Kung maganda yung hugis ng katawan? Kompleto ba yung mga daliri niya, yung eyelid niya, damages,
stock shed,
underbites, stock shed, these are all things that are too technical na rin, pero these are things that you could easily check din.
And I think what I liked mostly sa when I was getting from him is he really sends me like a raw video.
Exactly.
So guys, sometimes there are breeders na, I think it's okay to put a little bit of of editing, especially kasi for example when we started hindi makuha ng camera yung kulay eh.
Mahirap.
Sobrang hirap talaga. It's either maputla pero mostly maputla talaga yung kulay ng gecko sa camera, so sometimes sinatry namin habulin sa editing, and so I think it's also part of gusto mag-start is you ask for a video para lang hindi ka expectation versus reality moment na ay but sa picture kulay pula, pagdating sa akin kulay din. So you know, those are small things na I think you guys will appreciate when you start buying talaga and inquiring about geckos.
Like there were a lot of instances na nakakausap yung mga parang clients, no, the people who want to try out. And they're always so disappointed with the way that they got their gecko. Kasi paminsan they'd expect something more, especially sa tangerines, guys. Ang hirap talaga kunin ng totoong kulay gamit ng lalo na pag mobile phone.
Yes.
And sometimes, like for example, ako, I have a really bad camera before. And what happens is that when I record a gecko, especially orange, it intensifies the orange.
Ah, really?
Oo, parang especially pag natapat siya sa certain color ng background, nag-iiba yung kulay. So parang kahit na hindi ko sinasadyang ma-edit, nagmumukhang edited. And it feels bad kasi parang nanloloko eh, kumbaga. And there are a lot of times na pinadala na yung gecko tapos ibabalik. Not to throw shade at anyone, pero there are really people who do this, so you have to be careful. A video is the best na parang as much as possible. And sometimes I'd say na ulagay mo sa kamay mo, tapos galaw mo. Kasi pag nasa kamay mo na yan, tapos video mo, parang kumbaga na pumapangit siya, pero mas okay na nakukuha mo siya.
The reality.
Parang mas okay na pag nakuha mo, gulat ka na masaya kaysa sa pangit, di ba?
Exactly.
So, these are things that you should take in mind also. And, syempre, from there, from the video, yung lakad ng gecko, like I said, ayaw mo na meron siyang MBD or soft bones dahil sa lack of calcium and D3. These are like mga too technical na sakit. Pero, paminsan kasi, you could observe that a gecko, parang pilay-pilay siya maglakad or malambot yung buto. So, from the video, makikita mo rin yun, di ba?
Yeah. Yun. So, and guys, in tips niya, di ba? So, ask questions. And I actually, sa simula pa lang, if you start asking questions, and, you know, makikita mo sa reply nung breeder or nung yung in-inquiran mo if that person will be with you throughout the journey. And I mean, depende naman yan sa breeder, you know, they have different reasons kung bakit sila ganun. But you know, find the breeder that you feel welcome, you feel you know, comfortable with.
Yeah.
And kami ni Harold, when I started talking to him, Diba? Something clicked na lang and then, you know, I just started...
Then binubudol lang talaga kita.
Binubudol niya ako, but... Dito kami sa kanila, yun, sila bubudulin ko, kunin ko yun. Ayan, so, you know, find the right breeder, ask questions, in video, and just, you know, just look for the right breeder for you. And kayo lang makakasabi nun, actually.
Kasi kapain nyo, guys.
Kapain nyo yung breeder.
Basahin nyo.
Basahin nyo yung breeder. Ayan, so, diba? So, once they get the gecko, you know, from the breeder, ano bang... what do you think they should be expecting, you know, especially pag newbie kasi nakaka ang yung feeling is masaya pero nakakaba. Kasi first time mo eh, andyan na sayo, hindi mo alam anong gagawin dito. So ano yung mga dapat expect nila if ever?
Well, okay. Sabihin natin, 'di ba? Ito, lagi 'to nangyayari sa akin, bro. Okay. Like sobrang dalas. As in, alam mo, like before ko ipadala yung gecko, sinasabi ko na dito agad kakain, ha. Tapos pagdating Sasabihin nila okay. Pero pagkuha na sa gecko, kuya, hindi na kumakain. Sabi ko, kuya. Di ba nagsabi ako, di ba?
Two days na di kumakain. Stress na ako.
Ilang beses ko na sinabi ko, di ba? Kasi syempre, gets natin na kaka-excite, kakaiba yung feeling. Pero they're not like your dogs and cats na pag nandyan na, pakainin mo, kakain agad yan. Pero there are like parang reptiles that they have a longer time. Mas matagal yung oras nila na mag-adapt sa environment mo. Kasi depende pa yan eh. Like what if ganito yung lugar ko tapos sa'yo iba? I'm not saying that your area is bad or my area is good. Kumbaga, it's just a different area.
Yeah.
So parang there are still adjustments. And if you wanna be like really specific, the temperature, noise levels, brightness and darkness of your place... These are all things that play into the factors. Syempre, like aside from the scent din, the amount of animals you have din there.
Enclosure din.
Enclosure mo. Syempre, it's a very big adjustment for them. So usually, technically, by the time, dapat alam mo na yung expected. Pero syempre, pag alam mo na yung expected, i-expect mo na rin pagdating sa'yo. May mga ibang geckos na kakarating pala sa bahay mo, kakain na. May mga iba na it takes a while. Sometimes I think the longest that I've heard is like 1 week to 2 weeks. Pero walang sakit. Like matakaw talaga. Tapos they just pick it up from there. Pero I'd usually worry pag like 2 weeks na tapos hindi. Kasi usually pag someone tells me that 1 week pa lang, medyo namumblema na sila. Sabi ko agad, okay, send me your setup. Send me your place. Let's troubleshoot this together. If hindi, if ayaw talaga, sige, balik mo sa akin. Ako bahala. Like I could give you a refund. I could like replace the gecko depending on you, madali lang ako kausap. So usually pag ganun, okay, let's say you got a gecko, 'di ba? So ang gusto mong gawin is to huwag mo silang biglain. Let it like adjust on its own.
Yeah.
Tapos yung kumbaga yung lagayan niya sa bahay, slowly mo siya na ipa-adjust. Huwag mo muna siya ilagay sa place na malamig o na parang masyadong exposed sa light, sa ingay. Let it adjust on its own. And from there, parang your gecko would slowly adapt to it naman and would stabilize on its own. So, hindi siya malaking problem. Kasi sa totoo lang mga leopard geckos, tigasin mga yan. Hindi yan basta-basta mamamatay.
They're tanks.
Oo, tank talaga. Tapos, ano pa ba? So, aside from that, na parang dapat matyaga ka, don't panic, guys. As much as parang kahit ako rin dati, nagpa-panic din ako. Pero kung alam mong medyo...
Understandable naman.
Oo. Kasi bago eh, di ba? Yeah. So parang just chill lang tapos communicate with your breeder. Kaya yung sinasabi, yung communication with your breeder, it's so, so important. The way your breeder treats you, the way you're able to openly tell the breeder your problems, malaki siyang factor. Kasi from there, it will build the path towards your parang success in the hobby at the very least and proper care. So, parang basically yun lang naman. Kasi malay mo, your breeder feeds this and ito yung binibigay mo. Syempre, di siya kakain kasi hindi naman niya alam kung ano to. Parang ganun. So, you and your breeder should have proper communication para madalian yung mare-resolve kung anumang problema ang meron. Walang samaan ng loob. Happy-happy lang kasi hobby na nga ng problema ko pa, di ba? Pinoblema mo pa to.
It should be ano nga eh.
Oh,
distress eh.
Distress.
Nag-stress pa. So, yun nga, I think... I also saw sa sa website ni Gecko Boa, ni John Scarborough, if I'm mistaken. At yung guide din niya doon, at least two, ano eh, parang 2 weeks din eh, yung like maximum time na hindi ka kain after mag-deliver to you yung, ano, yung Gecko. Meron pa kasi doon tip, I think, pagka ano, pagdating sa inyo, huwag niyo muna hawakan.
Oo.
Yan yung isaan niyo. Huwag niyo muna hawakan, tapos, huwag muna bigyan ng pagkain.
Oo, tama.
Kasi parang na-stress ata sila for some reason. Or no, overstimulate sila. Siyempre, bagong place, bago lahat, tapos biglang may pagkain pa doon. Weird sa kanila.
Factor mo pa yung travel. Yung
travel pa.
Paano kung sa ere siya? Diba, alog-alog yun.
Alog.
Tapos sa daanan, syempre, hindi naman din optimal yung temperature parate. Exactly. Sobrang init, sobrang lamig, umaalog pa. So parang usually, ayaw mo siyang hawakan din. Kasi parang people always na parang, people always want to hold their gecko. I understand that. You always want to hold your gecko. Pero you gotta give them time to adjust, di ba?
Parang ano lang yung tao lang yun. Adjust the entire. If ever, you know, we go to other places or you know, we meet new people, of course, we want to make sure that we're adjusted to them properly. So para tayo maka-act as ourselves, di ba?
Diba? Kung sige, kakamit pa lang natin, ako hawakan kita, Darren.
Si Aaron din.
Yari.
Si Aaron sa yung gago.
Sinong weirdo to?
Kayaan nyo muna sila mag-adjust.
Oo.
So, when you started, you know, sa keeping, was the breeding really like, you know, in your mind or like along the way na lang na, I wanna start breeding and selling or breeding lang talaga for collection and stuff?
Okay.
What was the, ano, train of thought?
Ito story ko, bro.
Sige, go.
Kasi, nung ako, ang ginawa ko is, one year alaga, tapos saka ako naisip mag-breed. Kasi parang medyo naging trendy and why not, diba? So, first gecko ko, Tremper Albino. Second gecko ko, Snow Diablo Blanco. Tapos, sabi ko, gusto ko ng maraming puti. Kasi yan yung goal gecko ko.
Uh-huh.
I bought another Snow Diablo Blanco. And it appeared to be parang a gecko that parang medyo I was inexperienced in that type. So parang nahirapan ako breed. Kasi not all geckos parang are easy to breed. Depende siya sa area kung saan. Depende siya sa temperament ng gecko. Maraming factors naglalaro. It's hard to point it out. Pero
sombra.
Kung iniisip nyo na bibili kayo ng pares at sure yan magbe-breed, it's not always the case. There are several na parang morphs na mas mahirap i-breed ayon sa genetic composition nila. And there are also other geckos na parang ang bilis i-breed kasi tama yung hugis ng katawan, tama yung size. Very willing yung female. So parang it's not always gonna be a straight path. It's gonna be wavy. My first one was wavy. It didn't breed and I wanted to quit.
Really?
I wanted to quit. Imagine mo, yun nga, shout out to Yan Tao Pets kasi
Doc.
We did fishes, but sinabay namin isda at saka geckos that time. Yung geckos parang wala lang pero yung talagang hinahabol namin was isda. And nung time na yun, parang na-discourage talaga ako kasi that time hindi pa siya masyado into geckos. Parang he had experiences before pero he wasn't really into geckos. Ah. So sabi niya sa akin na, why don't you try again? Ako kasi parang I'm not always a good risk taker. Kumbaga, calculated parate. And sigurista ako. Gusto ko na kapag bibili ako, sigurado. Eh, hindi naman talaga ganun, di ba? So, I decided to, may nakita ko na nagkikwit. So, I got 3 female leopard geckos. Female, like all proven breeders. And from that time,
what morph?
I think it was a Max Snow. It was a tangerine. And it was a... ano ba yung isa? Normal lang ata. Normal. And what I did was, nung nakuha ko siya that time, it was ovulating na. Kasi di pa na pares ng tao. So, parang being me, I tried to research and I bought these for talagang breeding, for the sake of learning. Kasi I understood how to take care of a leopard gecko na. So I wanted to take it a notch further.
SA Creatives is your all-in-one media solution. SA Creatives offers event coverage, live streams, video and photo shoots, and editing services. Don't forget to check them out on Facebook. And thank you so much, SA Creatives, for supporting this podcast.
So pinares ko na siya. And what happened after that was it went smoothly. Kasi these are very...
Sorry, ano yun doon? Yung Maxo, yung Tangerine, or yung...
Pinares ko lahat. Pinares ko lahat sa Snoodia Blue Blanco ko. Kasi I just wanted to
just for
give
the,
it a shot lang. Yeah, just try it. Kasi it's not... Parang hindi ko naman siya hinahabol for the purpose of like breeding and enhancing the features. I just wanted to try.
The experience.
One thing led to another, and my first season, I had like 33 babies. It was a pretty good amount, diba?
Oh, oh.
I was able, eventually, I was also able to breed the Snow Diablo Blanco. So, meron akong a lot of babies noon, and that came in the problem of morphing naman. Because it's so hard to morph. Without the proper guidance, it's so hard to morph talaga.
Yeah, so bad.
So, basically, to like in line with what I said, it would be nice if you're able to buy a gecko for the sake of taking care of one before na nasa intention mo to breed.
To breed, yeah.
Kasi marami kasi yung nagtatanong, can I buy a pair? So, breeding agad na sa isip. Like, di mo pa nga alam kung paano ka mag-alaga. Gusto mo breed na agad.
You don't even know the differences in that long albino.
Diba? What if proper care ba lang di mo na mabigay? Yeah, na-delix na yung dalawang alaga mo. Yeah. Tapos, aside from that, is parang yung genetics involved.
Yeah.
What if you're pairing the wrong genetics? What if you're creating a disorder in the hobby? Kasi you're pairing things that shouldn't be paired together and stacking up the mutations that shouldn't be together, di ba? Yeah. And apart from that din, there's always the factor din na what if you don't enjoy it? Di ba? Ano nang gagawin mo dyan sa dalawang gecko na yan?
Yes.
So that's a big problem din. So kung ako, I'm pretty sure the people who I talk to, they know this. Try it out first. Try one out first before going to get another one. I cannot stop you if you really want to. Pero if my advice for you is to try muna isa.
Salam.
Then from there, tachay nyo kung na-enjoy nyo. Pero if you're gonna come into this hobby thinking that it's gonna make you a lot of money, you know me?
No.
Siguro kung nagpasok ako ng 50,000, like pasok ako 50,000 sa hobby, siguro down pa ako ng 100,000 sa sarod.
Kaya sabi ka nila, yung ROI dito, hindi return of investment, it's return of enjoy.
Though, it would be hypocritical for me to say that I'm not earning from this.
From, yeah.
Kasi parang, syempre, it's different na rin. Kasi there are people who support Hidden Gecko. So, at the very least, may bumabalik na pera to be able to sustain my hobby. Pero if, for example, you're new and you have breeding in mind without any knowledge, money doesn't come in that easy.
Exactly, yeah.
Parang, kumbaga, di ba, bro, like, we always know that this morph has this value. Let's say, a temporal albino, a baby and an adult would cost pretty much the same. And you produce 6, let's say, on a good day, you have 6 to 8 babies. You sell one for 3K each. You get 18K back in return. So parang 18K na kuha mo na parang revenue, bawasan mo sa 3K na pinasok mo, or let's say 6K kasi pares. So that's like 12K. So sabi natin, maganda pakinggan na 12K yung puhunan mo. 12K yung profit mo, di ba? Tapos marami kang geckos, ganyan-ganyan. Pero mabibenta mo kaya,
exactly.
Di ba? Legal ka ba?
Exactly.
Anong matuturo mo sa tao na bibili sa'yo?
And there's a lot of factors that you also have to consider. You know, because to be honest, I think the market is a bit
saturated. Yeah.
Guys. So, ang isa sa mga isipin mo is how ano yung difference or ano yung what will be your trademark or your difference sa ibang breeders. You have to also build your name.
Oh.
Kasi ang dami ng kilalang breeders right now, and you know, why would I buy from you if I can just buy it?
Diba?
Like, from someone who is well known and has papers and stuff. So, hindi siya basta lang na, 3,000, 6,000, kaya ko i-breed.
Oo, diba?
Iaalagaan pa yung itlog, sila pa mismo, aalagaan pa.
Pagkain pa.
So, it takes time pa, incubation pa.
Paano mo sigurado na lahat to mag-hatch, diba?
Exactly. Tapos morphing pa, pag-ID pa nun. So, there are a lot of stuff that you have to think about. So, I think, good din. Narinig ko din sa ibang international breeder din. Na parang prerequisite nila or require at least parang yun na sinasuggest nila na you be a keeper for at least a year.
At least a year talaga.
At least a year. Kasi dun probably you'll have a bit in, kasi sobrang lawak ng leopard gecko, guys. I'm not even familiar with the snows. Sobrang dami snow. My focus right now is tangerines and snows, wala pa. Hindi ko pa yun masyado na din nakapag-dive in. So, and ilang months na ako sa hobby. I'm gonna be almost a year now in October. So imagine, guys, sobrang lawak ng hobby. So if you just want to get in to make money, I think you need to think 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 million times before you get in. Kasi it's not easy. You can make money, but it's not easy. I think Harold can attest to that.
Oh, hindi talaga madali. Kaya siya. I'm not gonna say hindi siya kaya. Let's say, if I buy a Black Knight, 50,000. Bawat anak niyan, 50,000. Maganda pakinggan. Pero, mababenta mo kaya ng 50? Babagsak mo lang din eh. Kasi hindi mo mabibenta. But sila bibili sa'yo, eh, mas maraming, parang proven na kung ganun kalaki. Siyempre, sasigurado sila bibili, di ba?
Exactly.
Pangmatagalan siyang hobby. Hindi siya yung parang papasok ka, tapos isipin mo na, ganito lang kabilis kumita. Sa alis ka na. It's not that way.
And I think madami siguro ding breeder. I mean, kasi medyo mas familiar ako sa scene internationally kasi mas madaming content creator there. Eh.
So,
mas updated ako sa scene nila doon. And madami nga daw talaga na papasok lang, kala nila mag-make ng money. Tapos pag hindi makapag-make ng money, quit, bagsak ng presyo. So, technically, they're not even helping the hobby, but they're also harming actually the hobby kasi babagsak na lang yung presyo. So, maapektuhan din yung
ipaw. Teka lang, pwede ba natin to i-cut?
Gusto mo pala. Cut. Wain dyan. Wain dyan lang isa.
Pwede mo makan, bro.
What the heck? Tari. Oo. We need to buy one, bro.
Parang mabubudol na kayo. Hindi siya talaga naiyaman ka. It's more of a side na parang passion project lang rather than a parang full-blown business. Kasi if it was a full-blown business talaga ng marami, then other people would have done it first. They would have gotten rich na.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Bilang lang sa mga kamay na mga kahit international pa nga na kaya gawin siyang full ano. Pero dito ngayon, parang wala nga akong kilala na full business nila is yung gecko lang
gecko
mismo.
Lang mismo. And hindi din si ate, ganun ka-easy magkumuha ng papers and stuff, eh, no?
Oh, syempre, there's a lot of legal documents na kailangan pa na farm ka pa para lang to be able to be a fully full-fledged seller pa.
Talagang bulk, ano?
Oo, kasi pag-usapan natin, legalities. Let's say, for example, kasi if you purchase a gecko, let's say, from me, a legal breeder, I'm gonna give you the legal documents. So, itong legal documents mo, it could be in the form of a, since CWR keeper ako, or I think it's Certificate of Wildlife Registration ba? Something like that.
Mm-hmm.
The documents that I could offer you is a deed of donation or a deed of sale.
Mm-hmm.
That is parang, kumbaga, that's the only way I could transfer the number, the count of gecko to you. And without it, I would be selling illegally. And you wouldn't be able to register your gecko. Kasi lahat ng geckos ko na to, bilang siya ni DNR. That's why we do breeding reports every quarter. So, it's not a easy task to do. Kasi you have to take into account everything. And if you, I think if you're, kung lumagpas ka sa certain amount of number ng alaga mo, you have to pay more or you have to upgrade to a farm to be able to sell legally talaga. And pag farm ka, that's the time you can dispose a gecko with an OR. So I think OR, ibig sabihin original receipt ba? Ko ma ano, pero
ganun sa
oo, parang kung gusto mo siyang inegosyo talaga, kailangan mo ng BIR, DTI, tapos aside from that is DNR syempre. And mahirap na mag-transport ng animal nang walang legal documents kasi mahuhuli ka ng maritime, may chance na pag syempre pag nahuli ka, ang hirap pa pagtanggol nun.
Exactly.
Ipoposas ka pa. Hindi sa tinatakot ko sa inyo kasi there's always a legal way to do things.
Yeah.
Pero syempre the risks comes with the rewards din.
Exactly.
So, hindi talaga siya pang lahatan na gusto. Masaya siya sa masaya. Like for example, ako, masaya ako. Like parang I enjoy it. I have returns back. Tapos parang as a CWR holder lang kasi hindi ako farm. Kasi basically, ang ginagawa ng CWR is it allows you to be able to dispose,
mm-hmm.
not as a seller, but disposing as a hobbyist.
Mm.
Kumbaga, let's say you have 30 geckos and you can only manage 20. Itong 10 na to kasi, it's for, kumbaga, pwede mo siya i-dispose kasi hindi mo na ma-accommodate yung pag-aalaga sa kanila. Parang ito yung comfortable sa'yo, pero hindi siya for the sake na may CWR ka. Para talagang gawing negosyo siya.
Mm.
Parang yan lang yung leeway ng DNR, if I'm not mistaken,
mm.
para lang to be able for you to legally dispose them without getting in trouble.
Yeah. Kasi if not, bibigyan ka ng maritime ng bracelet.
Mm.
Dalawa.
Mahal. Silver, white, gold.
Kaya gano'n ka. Ayan, so... That's how hindi naman sa complicated pero that's how it is.
Stricto sa stricto.
Yeah. Exactly. So imagine the legalities pa and the ethics and of course speaking of ethics, we will be talking about that with our good friend Joshua Sittin.
Oh, yan sa kanya na yan.
All right. So I think we've been talking for a bit of a long time now, bro. And you know, sobrang daming tips and tricks that you know beginners can learn from what you have discussed. So I think let's go to the siguro meron na akong 3 questions. Question, you know, section. number 1 will be bakit tangerine? Kasi from what I've been, you know, seeing sa page mo from the get go.
Yeah.
That I started following you was it's all tangerines. Mm. Pero you mentioned earlier that your dream morph, your dream gecko was a snow jambu blanco, all white and stuff. But how did you end up with beautiful glad orange tangerines and stuff? You know, I think you're the tangerine king here in the Philippines.
Wow!
For me, far, me, yeah. For
lakas ko naman sa'yo, bro.
Pag gecko, hindi na. Bakit tangerine?
Okay. So una talaga, syempre ako nung una rin. Ganyan yun eh. Sabi mo, ayaw mo, pero magusta mo. Sabi ko rin dati, pang mahina naman tong leopard gecko. Gusto ko maangas. Gusto ko bearded dragon. Tusok-tusok. Pang lalaki. Ganyan-ganyan. Pero like, eventually, dito rin tayo napalipad. Tapos yeah. Tangerines naman. Ba't ko gusto ng orange? Gusto ko yung maangas, black and white, siga. Ayan na naman tayo, tangerines. Pero, ang nagustuhan ko kasi sa, for example, kung compare mo yung Snow Diablo Blanco, technically, isipin nyo na lang puting gecko.
Yeah.
Pero for example, na if yung Snow Diablo Blanco, kung i-compare mo sa tangerine, mas maraming progression pagdating sa tangerine. Kumbaga, marami siyang shades ng... Wait ba? Okay, marami siyang... Ah, sige. Okay, sorry. Marami siyang shades and progression. Kumbaga, how white can white be?
Mm-hmm.
Siyempre, puti na. Pero parehas na puti lang yan sa isang tao. Unlike tangerines, may dark, may light, may intensities ng tangerine. Paminsan, pag talagang mataas, red pa nga eh, di ba? So, paminsan, like yun. If dark, may green, may brown, may black.
Yeah.
And if you go to brighter shades, there's orange, there's yellow, and there's red.
Mm.
So, there are levels and parang kumbaga, you'll never know what you hatch out then.
Or mystery
there's,
box.
Para siyang mystery box. There's always space for growth and improvement.
Yeah.
That's why I stuck with tangerines. And sa totoo lang, I really think that my gecko journey is very, I'd say na I'm fortunate compared to a lot of people. Kasi, for example, yung mga main breeders ko, technically, parang nakuha ko lang siya sa good friends ko. So, hindi ako nahirapan magsimula with regards to tangerines. Kasi, may mga hardcore ako friends from 2014, 2015 na pinasa nila sa akin. So, doon nagsimula lahat ng mga greens ko, ganyan. I was able to create different combinations with an easier time compared to other people who's starting from scratch today. So, sabi ko, talagang swerte rin naman talaga. Kasi, yung breeding talaga, swerte-swerte lang din paminsan. So, aside from na may knowledge ka, malaking part doon yung swerte talaga. Oo.
Kasi never 100% sure how it will look like. He's a planet nila.
Yun nga eh. So, swerte lang talaga na the ones that we got are able to produce like the geckos that we have and we want. Unlike yung parang sa iba, even if they invested a lot of money, like technically 30s, 40s, 30k, 40k, pero at the end, parang they're not happy with what they get and they want the cheaper ones pa, parang ganun.
Yeah.
So it's a game of luck pa rin aside from the knowledge that you have. There's no surefire way to tell.
So talagang good foundations lang talaga.
Yeah, lagi sinasabi, get a good meal, get a good meal. Mm-hmm. Invest in it kasi parang that will dictate all your lineages.
True.
That's why I got a meal from him.
Wow.
You saw it now, bro.
Oh, yeah.
It's dark green, brother.
I regret.
Wait for my dark green, guys. And so, and then, ngayon alam natin bakit, why Harold stuck with the tangerines. And I think the number two question, lahat ko nakikita to, even in the sa RepX, everybody was asking, bakit malaki yung ano mo?
Yung ano ba? Mapakita na ba natin yung ano?
Hindi. Bakit? Malaki yung mga geckos.
Geckos pala.
Geckos.
Okay. Kala ko yung ano eh.
Pero yung bulsa?
Hindi. Pero yung maliit lang. Bulsa natin maliit lang. Pero yung the reason why naman kasi yung geckos ko is there's a... I screen my geckos properly.
Mm-hmm.
Kumbaga, syempre, if you breed, there are two factors kasi. Syempre, yung genetics ng gecko mo and how you pair them. Syempre, there's always a third factor on how you care for them to be able to reach its maximum potential, diba? So, for example, ako, I don't like breeding geckos that are small. There are a lot of people for the sake na parang paniniwala nila, no? Na they prioritize color and patterns over the size of the gecko. But actually, ako rin, I didn't know anything about it before till I was able to really see big geckos. Parang sabi ko, possible pala. It's possible to create big and beautiful geckos. So, syempre, I dialed down on my nutrition ng geckos ko, on the variety of feeders that I give, what works best, temperature, syempre, care. We got to care out of the way, di ba? And aside from that, syempre, yung kung anong pinapares ko. Kaya kung mapapansin mo yung mga breeders ko, they're usually, let's say, around 70 grams at the very least and above. Tapos, as much as possible din, gusto mo rin ng variety na hindi silang magkakapatid. Kasi, imagine mo, kung magkapatid sila, pinares mo, syempre, down the line, ma-expect mo na maraming complications kasi yung lahi nila nag-i-intertwine. And with regards to that, mas liliit yung geckos na lalabas compared sa nagpares ka ng dalawang unrelated.
True.
So, ang goal ko is to pair as much unrelated geckos na malaki to be able to, at the very least, ensure me na the sizes of the geckos will be right. And then from there, I push hard with regards to nutrition.
Yeah.
It's not always a surefire thing. I'm not saying this kasi I'm not ideal. So parang, kumbaga, I just do my best. But paminsan din, I nagproproduce pa rin ako ng small geckos. And, pero pag ganun, syempre, you know how to dial down on it. Kung alam mong maliit na tong gecko na to, you have to adjust on it by using a different breeder na parang ganun. But most of the time, I really prioritize size talaga and the color eventually comes into it lang din.
Yeah, I think I can agree with that. Kasi before I got geckos from you, I think lang ha, or I got one from you actually. And then I went to Pet Expo. And then I saw some of the ones that are on display and medyo maliliit na sila compared to from the geckos that I've seen from you. And I think, and that's why I also had like the advocacy that you're trying to push. Not just beautiful geckos, but why not make them, you know, bigger and
healthier?
Yeah, kasi ang iba din naman, I what I see is that they have this misconception na yung malaki lang yun kasi obese yun. But no, kasi you can see naman with the geckos, it's one in difference ng obese sa
malaki talaga. Yeah, exactly.
And yeah, that's why I think I also like that advocacy from him, and right now I'm also doing my best to follow that advocacy kasi I just don't like, you know, small gecko. It's just ano, parang para lang siya, ano eh, pag mali siya, para siyang butiking bahay
siya.
So, you know, I mean, and I think that also compromises their health. But for example, the black knights, diba? Yung first yeah. black knights, because they were inbreeding it just to make it super black.
Yeah.
Then ano nangyayari na they're small, they have health issues.
Yeah. So tapos hammered down the line pa na same magkapatid or related.
Yeah.
Talagang like ano kung tao nga na magkapatid lang na nag ano yung anak nila sure may deformity na agad.
So yeah, that's something that I actually wanted to also, you know, let people know. Now, hey guys, well, let's make it better for the hobby as well, you know. Let's not breed taralang for the sake of you know, for the breeding.
Totoo yan, totoo.
So, and I think what will be the third question that I have, and the last question is, if you could be, you know, hindi, wag ka magalala din ito, bakit malaki? If you could have like one breeder's collection, it doesn't matter if it's local or international. Parang for example lang, you will have the opportunity to have his whole collection. Sino breeder?
Hirap naman ang tanong na to. I think si Geckos etc. Geckos etc. I think that's the yung ano si Steve. Kasi I like the way na parang you could see kasi like parang though there are a lot of breeders who have good lineages, parang there are also a lot of breeders who have better lineages than him din, pero connecting it to my belief regarding to the sizing of geckos, no. Parang so far siya yung nakita ko na maganda yung build ng geckos niya, like when I see his geckos for sale, like kasi may website sila eh, like in the US it's very legal to be able to sell your geckos online, pero here in the Philippines it isn't as much, diba? So parang when I browse through his page, parang sometimes I draw inspiration from there with regards to size, kasi I also like the Korean breeders sa totoo lang, kasi I love the intensity of their tangerines, the way that it's black and red and orange at the same time, right? But kay geckos etc, I like how when he displays the photos they're like in blue. So you could really appreciate the color.
Yeah.
And sometimes, if I'm not mistaken, the weight is indicated din.
Mm.
Tapos yung build ng gecko, like, you know that, going back to what you said, hindi lang siya mataba. Kumbaga, it's really big.
Yeah.
And I think this comes a lot into play with regards to the diversity of the genetics involved. Kaya, yun yung, siya yung nasabi ko na parang favorite breeder ko. Ganun.
Okay. Yeah, because I think I could agree as well, because you know I was searching, you know, because I was thinking of, you know, what if we could import somehow, you know, in some way. Pero when I was searching as well, of course I knew how it is here in the Philippines, and it's not easy to import.
Hindi talaga.
Sobrang hirap pala.
I think you're limited to only two, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. Pag
if you're a CWR, but if you're a wild. If you own a farm na dito, reptile farm na under DNR, parang the amount syempre is bigger as compared to CWR na two lang ata. Di ko sure, pero two lang ata ma-import mo, tapos mahigpit pa, maraming papeles and mahal pa. Yes,
mahal, shipping pa, and tapos yung the gecko itself, yung pag-asikaso pa ng papers and stuff. I was researching guys about it, kasi I was thinking we pwede mag-import, you know, just for the genetics, kasi para hindi din laging, kasi of course hindi din maiwasan na umiikot-ikot lang yung geckos on the hobby. Konti lang talaga, so you know that's why shout out also to Congo or Bleeding Moon Geckos, cuz he's, you know, importing stuff or geckos. Now, but nothing we can use around the hobby as well. So, going back, you know, geckos etc. Yeah, one website that I go to as well when, you know, I'm dreaming of when you're in the mood to like, what if I have so much money and, you know, what gecko I can get? And that's one website that I look at. Also, Gecko Boa. But what you mentioned, I just realized, medyo mas built-wise,
I think mas filtered lang sa kanya.
Built-wise, mas ano nga.
Iba rin talaga.
Iba rin si Boa. So, those are my three questions for you, bro. And, you know, I want to thank you so much for this
time. Yeah, sure, bro. Thank you also.
And, you know, for not just this time, but for the guidance that you have given me for the whole journey that I have been in this hobby almost a
my
year
pleasure,
now.
My pleasure.
And never failed to answer my questions. So guys, you just have to be patient. Kasi, especially when I was asking him, he was going through med school pa din, ba?
Oh, yeah.
Was it master else? Yung MD.
MD is a doctorate.
A doctorate.
Doctor of
also, medicine. Congratulations, bro.
Thank you, thank you.
If you need magpa-check up. Wow! Pero anyways, parang may specific na, di ba, meron yung sa ORT? Specifics?
By August, nagsimula na ako sa veterans for my post-grad internship. Then I'll be taking the boards after, then choosing a field na I wanna go to. So it's still a long way to go. And itong geckos nga, maganda siya pang stress reliever din para hindi humay na panay sakit ng tao, alam mo yun.
Sakit naman ng gecko.
Sakit naman ng gecko para maiba naman din.
Alright. So, if they wanna buy geckos from you, this is the perfect time kasi you're a bit free compared to that we will become.
Diba? You could send lang a message through our Facebook page. That's where I'm most active, no? If you're looking to adopt geckos for rehoming, you can just message my Facebook page and I'll definitely get back to you.
All right. So if ever you guys want to know more about Harold or Healing Geckos, you can reach out to them. Facebook, TikTok,
Instagram.
And again, guys, that's Harold Tan for you. And this is the first episode of The Exotic Experience. We'll see you on the next episode.